Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rhoda. Our guest today is Laura Theodore, the award-winning host of public television's Jazzy Vegetarian and the author of Veganese, an easy guide to enjoying a plant-based diet. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Meet the Kalebjians. This Armenian family will entertain you with an excellent cup of coffee. Master Roaster Henry has earned his title by personally roasting coffee in San Francisco for 6 days a week for over 30 years. He learned the art from his father, who taught him how to turn the coffee roasting drum when he was just a young boy. Today, Henry's son, Rog, is just as passionate about serving you the perfect cup of joe that will excite your taste buds. Clearly, coffee isn't just a business for the Kalebjians, it's in their lineage. With every sip of Henry's House of Coffee, you're doing more than just curbing your caffeine fix, you're entering a new family. Experience what three generations of coffee tastes like. Get the perfect roast delivered right to your doorstep. Visit henryshouseofcoffee.com and enter promo code CLEVER to get free shipping. You have nothing to lose and a new coffee buzz to gain.
So tell us a little bit about a plant-based diet, what that means to you, how you came to that kind of eating, and how you're sharing it with people.
Ah, thank you very much. Great question. Well, how I came to this kind of eating was for really a threefold reason. It's for better health and for better health of the planet and, of course, compassion, better health for the animals. And basically, a plant-based diet is just that, no animal ingredients. It's based on fruits, vegetables, nuts, legumes, and grains. And it's absolutely delicious. I think, you know, Kara, a lot of people think that, oh my goodness, you know, I'm going to stop eating meat. There's going to be nothing for me to eat. But once you walk into the supermarket and you walk into that produce section with all that beautiful rainbow of colors, if you just stop, take a pause, look, you'll see that there are so many ultimate possibilities. And it actually expands your cooking repertoire, believe it or not.
So what are some of your go-to ingredients and recipes, the things that when someone is looking to transition into a more plant-based diet, you recommend that they really start to use as workhorse recipes?
Yes. What I recommend is if you're just first starting on a plant-based diet is to add one meal a week. I think, Kara, that the biggest mistake that people make is they wake up one morning and they say, oh, I don't want to eat meat anymore. I want to be a vegan, or I want to be plant-based, or I want to be vegetarian. And then all of a sudden, there are no prospects. And if you just start by adding one meal a week, making that a non-meat, non-dairy, non-egg chili, lasagna, casseroles, meatless burgers, things that taste, smell, and really just take the place beautifully of foods that you're used to eating, and you cross over into those. And that's what Veganese is all about. We've got great, lasagna recipes, chili recipes, an incredible 5-ingredient burger, which has been one of my best rated burgers yet, believe it or not. It takes about 5 minutes to put together. So if you want to stick with those classics, that's going to make it easier to transition.
I think it can be a little bit easier to start eating more vegetarian or vegan in the summer when there's so much great produce in the farmer's market and everything is so fresh and colorful and beautiful. But what about as fall and winter come and you sort of fall into this routine of root vegetables and squash, which are delicious and hearty, but how do you keep some of those vegetarian ingredients that are in season in the colder months more exciting and appealing?
I love that. Well, first of all, the great thing about winter and root vegetables is they make a lot of the basic of plant-based cooking. A stuffed squash is one of the most hearty and great ways that you can take the place of meat in your meals. An acorn squash, a butternut squash, any of these squashes are perfect to, you know, just scoop out the middle and you put in your favorite vegan stuffing. It can be a bread-based stuffing. It can be a tofu or tempeh-based stuffing. Seitan is a great thing to use. And this goes to your last question, which I didn't get to this part. You know, it's wonderful to use meat analogs when you're first starting out. And I always keep them for myself. But tofu, tempeh, beans, of course, brown rice, quinoa has a very high protein content and is really equal to beef in its protein and its amino acid profile. So that's a great thing to use. So in the winter, you want to stick with these really hearty foods, very thick and rustic soups, using all the ingredients, like you said, the root vegetables, and making very hearty options. And that's a great way to get through the winter on a plant-based diet.
I want to talk a little bit about entertaining. I think more and more as people are often entertaining a group of friends and family that might have multiple dietary needs or considerations, what are some of your tips and tricks for creating a meatless meal that is really accessible for a lot of people who eat in many different ways?
Great, great question. You know, the bottom line is this. People say, oh, I don't want to be vegan. I don't want to be vegetarian. I don't want to be plant-based. But the bottom line is if you're entertaining, you're going to kind of have to be because there's so many people that have many, many allergies. They want to be gluten-free. They want to be soy-free. They want to be dairy-free. They need to be egg-free. They need to be nut-free. So that's why in this book in particular, we have really addressed all those issues. So when you're going to entertain, you want to make sure you're going to be offering something that's going to be very satiating. And once again, I'm going back to my main mission here, which is making plant-based food very accessible by making it based on classic recipes. So when I'm entertaining, I really go to lasagna. Everybody loves lasagna, and it's a great thing that you can use for your party, for a dinner party, or it's great for a buffet. Everybody loves lasagna, and it's wonderful to make it plant-based because you really can't tell there's no meat in it. So that's one go-to. Stuffed vegetables, stuffed portobello mushrooms, stuffed squash, as I spoke about before, particularly for Thanksgiving. When you really think about Thanksgiving and you ask people, you say, well, what's your favorite dish at Thanksgiving? And most people are going to say, oh, the stuffing. Oh, the green bean casserole. Oh, the pumpkin pie. Most people are not going to say the turkey. And so when you think about that, you can have an incredible Thanksgiving spread that is plant-based. Nobody's going to miss the meat. And you kind of follow that throughout the holiday season, and that's what I go with. And there's 12 full menu plans in this book, so I've really addressed that here.
And let's talk a little bit about dessert. What are some of your tips and tricks for vegan desserts that are really satisfying and hit the spot?
You know, this is the thing. In most vegan cookbooks, you get a very small dessert section. I am really big on desserts. Why? Because if you're going on a plant-based diet, you don't want to feel like you're missing out. And plant-based desserts can actually be the most delicious desserts you're ever going to have. So in this book, I actually have two full chapters of desserts. Everything from chocolate mousses to puddings to pies to cakes to muffins to cupcakes, cupcake frosting. And the great thing about vegan desserts, the great thing about cooking without eggs and also keeping it lower in fat at the same time is that there are wonderful substitutes. You can substitute dairy milk with any kind of plant-based milk, rice milk, soy milk, hemp milk, coconut milk, cashew milk. Those will substitute one-to-one in any recipe you're making. And then there's a lot of great egg substitutes. Flax seeds, ground flax seeds, worked perfectly in many recipes to substitute for eggs. A mashed banana in a sweet muffin or cupcake recipe works absolutely fantastic. When I make my creamy recipes, I use either cashews ground up into a beautiful cashew cream, which tastes just like cream, or I use tofu. So desserts, very, very important. And what we've done in this book, we have an entire chapter of 5 ingredient desserts, which are some of our star desserts. And then we have an entire chapter of those more fancy desserts that you're going to serve with the holidays coming upon us.
Perfect. Well, this is the kind of plant-based eating I can get behind. Really hearty, really beautiful, and full of lots of desserts.
Thank you. Thank you. Me too.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Kara, and I appreciate you having me on the show, and have a beautiful day.
Check out Laura's cookbook, Veganese, an easy guide to enjoying a plant-based diet, and join us next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.